Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Vav. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach on the Daf Nun Hey Amid Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amid. Says the Mishnah Megadif, if somebody Rechmal Atzlan curses Hashem's name. And the Farshim all point out that the Mishnah uses the word Megadif because the Mishnah did not want to use the word Mekalel, which is the typical word that's used when we speak about cursing. But they not want to use that word when we speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And since we find that the Torah does use the word Megadeif when it references such a situation, the Pasuk says, "V'nefesh shetasa b'yad rama min ezrach min ager es Hashem hu Megadeif." So since the Torah uses this wording, and it isn't as explicit as the word Mekalel, that's why the Mishnah uses that word. So teaches us a Megadeif, ain't a chayiv. There's no chayiv skila for doing so. Achi afris Hashem, until you say the shame Hashem, and therefore the halacha is only if somebody actually said the shame Hashem in this context is a chayiv skila. But if somebody just heard someone else say Hashem's name and didn't say anything and perhaps even said Amen, that is not considered the shame. That's not considered a situation of Megadeif, because the Pasuk says the Noikiv Shem Hashem, you have to express Hashem's name, and just hearing is not considered a situation of the Noikiv Shem Hashem. Furthermore, there's a big discussion if this halacha only applies with the Shem HaMefirish, Yud Kei Vav Kei, or which other Shemus are included. The Michas Chinuch says, as we just said, Rashi says, that you're not Chai from Megadeif unless you expressed Hashem's name in that fashion. But says the Michas Chinuch that there's a Chiyiv Lav and Malkus, even if you didn't say it. There's no Chiyiv Misa, but there is a Chiv Malkus, says the Mishnah. B'chol Yoim, as they were deliberating about this situation where somebody used Hashem's name in this fashion, so says the Mishnah, B'chol Yoim, every day during the deliberation of this case, Donas Eidim B'kinui, when they were examining and cross-examining the Eidim, they didn't use Hashem's name explicitly. They would say, Yaka Yoisi is Yoisi. And the reason they use the word Yoisi is because the word Yoisi has four letters, and the Shem Havaya has four letters. So therefore, it's a good euphemism for Hashem's name. But there's actually Machloikus Rishonim, what Shem is the Shem that Yechayiv? The Rambam's opinion is, whether the person who did this used the Yud Kei Vav Kei, or whether he used the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, both of these situations, says the Rambam, is considered a case of Mekalas Hashem. That's the opinion of the Rambam. There are those that the Rambam himself brings that there are other Rishonim that disagree, and Yaka Yosef as Yosi is only a euphemism for the Shem Havaya. The Rishonim ask, the Mishnah Masechta Tamid teaches us that when it came to Birkas Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, they would say the Shem Havaya, and outside the Beis HaMikdash, that they didn't want to say the Shem Havaya, they only said the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. So isn't this clearly an indication that the Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is not considered a Shem Hashem, it's only considered a Kinui. And if we're going to hold that you have to say a Shem Havaya, a Shem Hashem, how can we consider the Shem Adnus a Shem Hashem? Says the Or Sameach, when we speak about the Shem Adnus, there's two ways how we could understand expressing Hashem's name with a Shem Adnus. Sometimes the Shem Adnus represents that midah v'kadosh baruch hu, the midah v'kadosh baruch hu, that he is the Adon, that he is the ruler of the whole world. But sometimes the Shem Adnus represents just that we don't want to say Yudkei Vavkei. We're not allowed to say Yudkei Vavkei. So the way it's expressed is with Adnus. So he says that's the Nafkamina. If it's going to be expressed as a kinui that we're describing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon, so then when it's expressed that way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon, so then the way to express it is by saying, Adnos is another way of saying Yudkei Vavkei, and then it will be considered like you used Hashem's name, the Shem HaMefirish. If, however, all you're doing is to express the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adon, if that's what you're intending to do, so then that's not considered that you expressed Hashem's name. The Ran quotes the Yerushalmi that says that if Edom come to Beis Din and they report to Beis Din that there was somebody who was talking this way, who was Rahman Slan cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says as soon as that was reported to Beis Din, Beis Din would immediately have this person imprisoned. A person who's walking around and speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way is a person who immediately has to be imprisoned. Says the Gemara, Nigmar Din. However, when they finished the Din Torah, so the halacha is that they can't give Misa to somebody unless he expressed himself in that way. So therefore, Lo Hargim B'Kinui, they would not kill the person who, just because the Beis Din heard the Kinui. In order for Beis Din to hear, in order for Beis Din to be able to kill the person, they have to actually hear the words. And the only way that could be accomplished is if they hear the Shem HaMefirish. But on the other hand, we have a real challenge. The challenge that we have here is that we have to show respect to the Shem Hashem. So what they did was, Metzim Kol Adam Al-Chutz, they had everybody leave the Beis Din, and the only ones that were left were the Dayonim, and Shalom HaSagolosh B'neim, the Dayonim would ask the most prestigious of the Edom exactly what you hear. Say explicitly what you heard. And then he expresses what was said. And the Dayanim would stand during this time. And when they heard the way the Shem Hashem was pronounced this way, they would tear their clothing. Not only would they tear the clothing, but v'loy ma'achim, they would tear it in a way that they would not sew up those clothing again. Sheini oimer afani, and the second aide says, so too I heard, but he doesn't have the kamayu, he doesn't express the exact words that were said. He just said, yes. Vashlishi oimer afani, and so too did the third aide continue doing what the second aide. The Mefarshim all explain, first Yisrael, why do we have to have all the Edom? Because we know, we've learned many times, Rabbi Kiva told us, teaches us, Edom Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula. So if you won't have all of the Edom consistent, then the entire Edus falls apart. And because the entire Edus falls apart, even though technically two Edom would be enough, but once you have the two Edom there, they all have to report exactly. They all have to report exactly what they heard. The Meiri explains that we can't kill the person just if they didn't hear the Edom say that exactly the Shem Hashem. Because as we're going to learn, the Pasuk says that you're not chayiv only when you use the Shem Hashem Shem HaMefirish. So if you're not chayiv only if you use the Shem HaMefirish, Beis Din has to hear this. But, says the Menachas Chinuch, the interesting point, we're going to learn in our shir that this Issa of Mevarach Es Hashem doesn't only apply to Yisrael, it applies to Akum as well. He says that since the halacha is, as we're going to be learning in our Shurim, that the entire rule of how Dinei Torah would Akum work is very, very different than the way Dinei Torah work with a Yisrael, and it's much easier to convict an Akum than a Yisrael. So by a Dinei Torah of an Akum that's being punished for Rachman's son cursing Hashem's name, he doesn't have to say, we don't have to have the Edom say the whole shame. Even if the Edom just said a kinui, Yaka Yosi is Oisi, the halacha is that would be sufficient. Moreover, Meches Chinuch says that even though, as we said, that we will continue learning, that there is no Chiyuv Skila, there is no Chiyuv Misa, unless the shame HaMefarish was used, but says the Meches Chinuch that there is Malkus for a kinui. So when we had it in Torah, because somebody used a kinui in the way he spoke about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so again, says the Meches Chinuch, during the course of the Din Torah, they didn't use the kinui that was used. But in order to sentence, you have to have the word, the kinui that was used. Bezdin has to hear those words. We cannot convict unless the Edom say the exact shame, Hashem, that was used. The Yerushalmi, here it says, V'dayin Oimdim. From here, explains the Yerushalmi, that normally the Dayanim are supposed to sit when they hear the Edis, but this is an exception to the rule, and the halacha is that even the Dayanim have to stand when they hear the Edis, and he says that in all situations, even though it's preferable that the Dayanim should sit when they receive the Edis, if when they hear the Edis, the standing, it's acceptable. And the same thing he says, it goes the other way. Edim are supposed to stand when they offer their testimony, but b'di'evit, if Edim sit when they hear, b'di'evit, if the Edim sit when they offer the testimony, it's also going to be acceptable. There's a big question, what is the proper way of sitting or standing when Kiddush is said? And because we know that when one says Kiddush, it's he's saying Edis, he's saying testimony in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And there's many minhagim about Kiddush, because since Kiddush is supposed to be said the Makom Suda, so the halacha is, and Suda means a place where you sit and eat, that's why there are those that sit when they make Kiddush. And there are really three different minhagim. Some have the meaning of standing for the entire Kiddush, because the V'yichulu that we say is Edus, and as we just learned, L'chatchila, one is supposed to stand when testimony is being recited, and therefore we stand for V'yichulu, and once we stand for V'yichulu, we stand for the entire Kiddush. There are those who stand for the V'yichulu, because that's the Edus that we're saying about HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, and then resting on Shabbos. So that part is an Edus. And since that is the Edus, for that part they stand. And then for the second part, which is the Kiddush, the Bracha of Kiddush, which you have to have Kiddush B'makom Suda, they sit. And then there's a third minig that sits for the entire duration, both for V'yichulu and for the Kiddush part. But now the question is, if it's Edus, how are they sitting? The answer is, as we just learned, that B'di'evid, if Edus is given sitting, it's still considered valid Edus. And since it's considered valid Edus, and we want that the Kiddush part should be said sitting because of Kiddush B'makom Suda, so they sit by the V'yichulu as well. But Rav Moshe has a tshuva that even if one feels that has the minig that you have to stand by Kiddush because it's Edus, he says it's only regarding the person who's saying the Edus. So the person who's saying V'yichulu, Rav Moshe says, according to those minhagim, should stand. But that doesn't necessarily affect the people who are listening to the Kiddush. They're not offering the testimony. Since they are not offering the testimony, Rav Moshe suggests that they could sit. We also learned in our Mishnah that the halacha is that the second aid, the third aid, don't have to say exactly what exactly what was said. They just say we agree, or what he said is what we know happened. The Chazon Ish used this for a halacha lemaisa. The halacha, of course, is that produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael, you have to take off trumas and maisris. And when you do that frosh and you take off trumas and maisris, you have to say a proper nusach, a proper wording, how you're doing it. The Chazon Ish was concerned that not everybody knows how to do so. So the Chazon Ish suggested that when somebody wants to say a short nusach, he could say, Ha'akol k'mashikosu b'nusach kadas. I want this to be effective as it says in the Siddur. And the question is, he didn't at all say the nusach of hafrosha. And the question is, will that be considered a valid hafrosha? And the Chazon Ish brings two rayas that it's considered valid. We know that the Gemara often in Shas speaks about a tanai, about doing something, making a condition, making a stipulation. And the Gemara always says that the hilchus of tanoim, the rules around stipulations, are learned from the tanai b'nei God b'nei Ruvain, the way that they stipulated with Moshe Rabbeinu when they would go into Tisrael. Says the Chazon Ish that the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezra Simen Lamed Ches Sif Aleph says that if somebody wants to make a stipulation and he wants it to be halachically valid, but he isn't certain about all the halachas of Tanoim, all he could say when he makes the Tanai, he should say it should be effective just like the Tanai of the Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvein. So he didn't spell out all of the conditions, but as long as he says it's effective like they said it, it's good enough. So here too he says regarding the Afrosha of Trumas and Maisis. And the second Raya the Chazon Ish brings is from our Mishnah, where our Mishnah said that the first aid said exactly what was heard, but the second aid didn't have to say exactly what was heard. It was satisfactory for the second aid to say that he heard Afani Kamayu, that I heard the same as he's saying. So he's saying it. So here too, says the Chazon Ish, we see that you don't have to spell it out. The Ramosha Sternbuch, the Shaul's Chuvas van Hoggis, not completely disagreeing with the Chazon Ish, but not completely agreeing with him either. It seems from the Chazon Ish, as long as you say that it should be effective by the Trumas and Maisris, like it says in the Siddur, even though you don't necessarily know what it says in the Siddur, you don't necessarily understand what it says in the Siddur, it's still good enough. Ramosh Sternbuch says, you don't have to spell out and speak out the entire Nusach, but you do have to at least be able to know and understand what is stated there. If you're not able to do even that much, suggests Ramosh Sternbuch, it would not be considered a valid way. The Pasuk says that by Achav and Izevel, as we know, the Pasuk tells us that they wanted to get novices' property, so they hired false witnesses to say that he was a Mayrid B'malchus. So the Pasuk says, V'hishivu shnei anosha b'nei b'nei al negdoi, v'yeidu leim abrich salkim. So he says, the word v'yeidehu is said chaser, it's not spelled complete. So he explains, why is it spelled in such a fashion? So he explains, because they were saying testimony, a false testimony, that novice had cursed Hashem. And we're learning in our Gemara that when you say such testimony, only the first aid speaks out the entire testimony. The second aid just says, Ani Kamayu. So that's why it says, V'yudeyu b'loshin chaser, because the second aid didn't say a full testimony. All he said was, Ani Kamayu. Says the Gemara Tana, we learned in a braisa regarding the individual's Mavarach Hashem, he's not chayiv at Shavarach Shem b'Shem. He says, Yak Hashem Pliny as Shem Pliny. Ask the Gemara Nanami Lifron, where do we know this halacha? Amma Shmuel, the Prosek says, the Amma Krav Noikiv Shem, Hashem Yumas, the Nokv Hashem Yumas. The fact that the Pasuk uses the word shame twice is a proof that it has to be Shem b'shem. Says the Gemara, we're asked the Gemara, Mamai, who says the high noitif? That the way to understand that pasuk is that the pasuk means to say, Lishin de bruchi, that the pasuk is meaning to tell us that we're not allowed to curse Hashem, the ksiv, because the pasuk says that Bilam said, Ma ekoiv like kava kale. So we see that the word kava is used for cursing. We know that every lav also has to have both the oynish state in the Torah, the punishment, and the ashara, where it says that you're not allowed to do it. Where's the ashara for Rachman Tzlan cursing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name? Because it says, Elokim loisakalo. But ask the Gemara of Eimo, maybe what noikiv means is mivrasu, that we're not allowed to, if the Shem Hashem is written somewhere, we're not allowed to pierce that Shem Hashem. The ksiv, as we see that the word v'yikov means to pierce, because the pasuk says, v'yikov chor bedalsoi, that the pasuk speaks about yoyada koyin, that he had to collect money to repair the base of Mikdash, and he put a pushka by the Mizbeach, and he made a hole that people should be able to put money into it. And where would we see that that would be prohibited to do something like that to the Shem HaShem Rechamal Tzlan? Because as the Rasa Mahacha, the Pasuk says, V'vatem HaShemam, we should destroy the Avodah Zarah, but then the Pasuk continues to say, Lo Yisasu Keil HaShem L'Keichem, where we may not treat the Shem HaShem that way. So we should, maybe that's what Noikiv Shem HaShem means. And to the Gemara, as we just learned, the Pasuk means, Be'inon, Shem B'Shem. In order to violate this Avera, you have to do Shem B'Shem. And if you're piercing, it's not Shem B'Shem V'Lekom. But ask the Gemara, maybe what the Torah means, V'Eimah, the Monach Shnei Shemus La'Dodi, you have two pieces of paper with the Shem HaShem written on both of them, or Bozalei, and you pierce both of those pieces of papers. So you have Shem B'Shem. Answers the Gemara, Hai Ahu, that's not cool that you did Shem B'Shem. What that would mean would be, Ahu Noikiv V'Noikivu. What that would mean is that these really two distinct acts that you happen to be doing at the same time, but that's not considered noikiv shem b'shem. Ask the Gemara again. Who says the noikiv shem b'shem means Rachman Tzlan, you cursed Hashem's name? Ema, maybe what it means is the chayik shem apuma deskuna, somebody engraved the shem Hashem's name on the tip of a knife, ubazabe, and then he took that knife that has the shem Hashem on it and pierced a piece of paper that has the Shem's name on it. Says the Gemara, who, in that situation, ha-chorfa de sakina hu de kabazel. It's the knife that's piercing Hashem's name. But not it's not the Shem that's doing anything to the Shem's name. It's the knife that's doing something to Hashem's name. Ask the Gemara. So again, Ema, perhaps the definition of noik of Shem is perusha shmehu, is to say out Hashem's name, to pronounce Hashem's name. The ksiv, the pasuk says, "V'yikach Moshe v'Aaron anoshim elu asher nikvu b'shemus." The pasuk speaks about the people who are identified. And for where would we know that we may not pronounce Hashem's name? Because the pasuk says, "As Hashem el kachatira," and acting this way is not respectful to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, that can't be what the Torah meant. One, Chada, the Bina Shem B'Shem V'Leka. Pronouncing Hashem's name is not doing Shem B'Shem. V'oid, Havalei Atzharis Asay. The Pasuk says Hashem Elokecha Tira. Hashem Elokecha Tira does not represent a warning not to do something. It's a mitzvah asay. Respect that Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. And now says the Gemara, Atzharis Asay. We keep on repeating that the Torah Ein Unshim Elam Kain Masirin, and this is not, when the Torah says it in this fashion, when the Torah expresses itself this way, that's not considered a proper Azhara. Azhara has to be said in a negative. Don't do something. This is not being expressed in a way that it's a negative. The Chinuch explains why does Hashara have to be like that? Because he says the definition of Hashara is that the Torah tells us don't do something, and if you will do it, you will be punished. But here, the Torah didn't say it that way, and if the Torah didn't say it that way, it can't be a proper Hashara. Vibay Seima, another way of understanding that Noikiv means to curse, because the Pasuk says, Amakra, the Pasuk says, when there was the Ben Ish Yisraelis who cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk says, V'yikav as Hashem V'yikalel. The Memra, so from here we learn, says the Gemara, the Noikiv means a Klola, says the Gemara V'dilma, but maybe what the Pasuk means to say, that you're not Chayiv for Noikiv Shem Hashem, Ad Ovet Havayu. That means you won't be Chayiv unless A, you pronounced Hashem's name without saying the pronunciation of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and haven't done it with a klolo. Says the Mar Loi Sata Datach. That's not what presumably the Torah meant. The Ksiv Hoitzi Esa Makalo. We see that the Torah focused, when the Torah said that he should be punished, on the fact that he was Makalo. And it doesn't focus, for like Ksiv Hoitzi Esa Noikiv Esa Makalo. Shmamino, from here we see that what the Torah says is the Avera, Chodihi, the Avera of Lechman Slan, cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Tan Rabbanan, the Pasuk that speaks about Rechman Slan cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, says, Ish Ish Kisha Yikal Alakov, V'Nasei Chatan. So, ask the Gemara, Ish, it would be enough that the Torah should say the word Ish. Ma Tamalayme Ish Ish, why was the Torah say the words ish ish? The rabbis of the Kachavim to teach us that the Bnei Noach Shmisharim al Birkas Hashem Ki Yisrael, that they too may not curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, but Bnei Naharim Gim El Basayif. Even though, as we're learning, Yisrael who's Mekal Shem Hashem is Chayiv Skila, and Bnei Noach who's Mekal Shem Hashem, his Misa is Saif. Because, says the Braisa, Shekom Misa Amura B'Bnei Noach, when the Torah, whatever the Torah says, that a Ben Noach does an Aveira for which there's a Chiv Misa, Ein Ela B'Sayiv, the punishment is Sayiv. Ask the Gemara, is that the source for teaching us that a Ben Noach is not allowed to curse Hashem's name? For Ha Mehocha Nocha, Mehosim Nafka. The Pasuk says, and we're going to speak about this Pasuk extensively, V'Yitzav Hashem Elokim El Adam, Hashem, we learn, that's from here we learn, that Birkas Hashem, the Goy is not allowed to curse Hashem's name. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Yitzchak Nafchalei Nitzucha, the purpose of Ish Ish is Larabbas as Kinuyim. Something that we spoke about earlier, that the Alocha of a Kinuy Hashem, Velivid Rameya, that Yisrael, according to Rameya, if he curses Shem Hashem, not just the Shem HaMefurish, Yudkei Vovkei, but any of the Shems Hashem is Chayiv, and the same halacha will apply to the Nachrim, the Tanya, and the Gemara teaches now Ramei's opinion, where we learn Ramei's opinion. Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, the Pasuk says, Ish Ish, Ki Kala Lakov, V'Nosoi Chetoi, Ma Tamaloymer, what's the point of the Pasuk, what's the point of this Pasuk? V'Loi Kla Nemar, as we've been learning, the Pasuk already says, V'Noikiv, Shem Hashem, Mos Yumos, says the Braisa. L'fish nem v'noikiv Hashem, Mos Yumos. Yochel lo yechayiv, Ela Shem HaMiyuchad Bovad. If we only had that Pasuk, we would assume that there's the only chayiv when somebody said the Shem HaMiyuchad. M'nayin l'rabbis kol ha'kinuyim. How do we know that this halacha applies by all the Shem Hashem? Tamaloymer, that's what the Pasuk of Ish Ki Yikalo Elakov comes to teach us, mikomokim, that even if you used one of the kinuyim, you're going to be chayiv. Divrei Rameya. V'chamer al shem ha'miyuchad b'misa. If you did the shem ha'miyuchad is b'misa, v'al kinuyim, and the other, if you said a kinuy, then it's going to be b'ashara, it's going to be a lav. And as the Miri says, for this lav, you're going to have a chiv malchus. That those that disagree and say that there's a lav, but not necessarily malchus. There's also a discussion, the Michas Chinuch says, that now that we're learning that kinuyim are certainly included in the Isra of Mekalas Hashem, there's only a discussion, the entire discussion that we have here is it going to be that there's no Chiyuv Misa or the Chiyuv Malkus? But what is the definition of a kinuyim? Because he says there are two types of kinuyim. The kinuyim she einan nemchakim, the ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu is described, that you're not allowed to erase those kinuyim. And then there are kinuyim and nemchakim, that the ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu described, and not only is Kadosh Baruch Hu described that way, but you could erase those words. And the question is, what is the kinuyim being referred to here? And the Meches Chinuch says it's all types of kinuyim. Both kinuyim and nemchakim, and both kinuyim and nemchakim are included in what we're learning now, may not be said, but we may not curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name that way. Says, so now we understand that the Pasuk of Ish Ish is coming to teach us that according to Rameyer, not only the din of Kinuyim applies by Yisraelim, and even applies by Akum. Says the Gemara, however, the opinion of the Rabbanon is that both Bnei Yisrael and Nochrim are not killed, are not chayiv Misa, if they cursed one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with one of the Kinuyim. Says the Gemara, Upligi Dramesha. And this is contrary to what Ramesha said. Damar Ramesha, Benarach Shvarach Hashem B'Kinuyim, the Benoyach, who curses Hashem's name with one of the Kinuyim, even the Rabbanan will agree it's chayiv. My Tama, the Damakra, the Pasuk says, Kiger Ke'ezrach, Benokva Hashem Yumus, that this halacha applies to Yisraelim, to both Yisraelim and Gerim. And it's a difficult pasuk. All the mitzvahs of the Torah apply to Yisraelim and Gerim equally. Says the Gemara, the pasuk is telling us, Geve Ezrach, when you're talking about a full-fledged Jew, who the be'inen Benokva Hashem, that's where you need to have the Shema Mefirish. But over kachavim, afilu bikinui is going to be chayiv misa. So it turns out that according to Rameyer, both the Yisrael and the Benoyach are chayiv misa by a kinui and certainly by the Shema Mefirish. According to Rabbanon, Yisrael is not nerag by a kinui, and by a Benoyach, there's a machloikis. What is the opinion of the Rabbanon? Rabbi Yitzchak holds that a Benoyach is also not killed by a kinui. Ramesha holds that he is killed. A Nochri is stricter than a Yisrael when it comes to this halacha. Says the Gemara, Rameya, who's been teaching us that a Yisrael is also chai misi by kinui, ish, because of the word ish, hai kiger ke'ezrach, the pasuk that we just learned, that Ramesha is teaching us, that's teaching us that a Nochri is not the same as Yisrael. By overlay, what will Rameya do with that pasuk? Says the Gemara, to teach us, Geva Ezrach, of a Geva Ezrach, when the circumstances arise, that the Chayiv Misa, for cursing Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Misa that they get is Skila. Avol Ayv Kechavim gets Sayiv. And the explanation is, Sakadat Chamina, we might have thought that since, as far as this halach is concerned, Benoyach and Yisraelim are the same, Hoyel v'srabu, they should also be the same as far as what type of Misa they get, Kamash Malon, that even though they're the same, when we speak about the Veira, but the Misa is not the same, a Yisrael is Skila, a Benoyach is Sayif. Urab Yitzchak and Niva de Rabbonim, asked the Gemara, according to Yitzchak, who's understanding according to Rabbanon, that both Yisrael and a Benoyach that use a kinui are not chayiv misa, hai kigeh ke'ezrach my avalei, what do they learn from this pasuk? Says the Gemara, to teach us, geva ezrach hu debin ashem b'shem, as we began the Gemara, to be considered a violation of cursing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, you have to have shem b'shem, that is only a din by Yisrael. Av oiv kachavim lo be'in shem b'shem. Ask the Gemara, ish ish lamali. He says, so now ask the Gemara to teach us that there's a halacha that both a Yisrael and a Ben Noach are not allowed to curse a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. It says V'yitzav Hashem. So we know that, as we're going to learn, that pasuk teaches us that Nochrim may not curse a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name. The pasuk Ager Ke'ezrach, Ramesha used that pasuk to teach us that the Nochrim are treated more severely than the Yisraelim regarding Kenuyim. But according to Reb Yitzchak, there is no difference. So what's the reason? So what is the word ish ish? What are the words ish ish coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, indeed, there's nothing to be learned. Dibritar Kalashim and Adam, the Torah expresses itself the way people talk, and ish ish is the way people express themselves. Begins the Gemara Tanar Rabbanan. Shayim mitzvus nitztava b'nei noach. The Gemara begins now teaching us the sugya of Zayim mitzvus. I saw that the Mefarshim asked, we're going to learn about the Zayim mitzvus, but one is not mentioned is that the halacha is ben kam ben nechal layochel boy, that a nochri may not eat from the Karm Pesach. So why is that not mentioned as one of the Zayim mitzvus of Bnei Noach? So the Tzlach answers that when we learn about the Zayim mitzvus Bnei Noach, then we're only speaking about Zayim mitzvus Bnei Noach that are here for all generations. Unfortunately, as we know, the Karm Pesach is not here forever, is not here. So something that isn't here for always is not included in the list. Dinim. The first one is Dinim. And there's a Machlokes Rishonim. What is meant with Dinim? The Rambam's definition of Dinim is that there's an obligation for the Nochrim as well to have a system of courts and judges to keep society, to keep a civil society. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says that the definition of dinim is that they have to have laws that make sense about cheating and stealing and everything that has to be dealt with in a normal society. So according to the Rambam, if it's a halacha of dayanim, and according to Ramban, it's a din in the rules. The Rishonim this debate, if according to the Rambam, that says that dinim means to have a system of courts. And as we're going to be learning in our shiur today, in the coming shiurim, then when we speak about the Nochrim, the halacha is as rosam zui misasun. When the Torah says that they should or shouldn't do something, if they violate the chayiv misa, what will be the halacha? If they don't have a court system, will there be chayiv? Will there be chayiv misa? There's a machlokes rishonim, and the some suggest that according to the Rambam, if there is no court system by the akum, the chayiv misa. The next is Birkas Hashem, which we've been discussing. Nochrim may not curse a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, Shfich Stam, murder, gezel, stealing, Eva Menachai, Rav Chananya, Oimer, Chananya Ma'af Al Hadam, Menachai, the goy may not eat blood that comes out from a living animal. Rav Chitka Oimer, Af Sirus, that they're not allowed to cause an animal or a human being to become sterile. Rav Shimon Oimer, Af Al Kishif. Rav Shimon says that goyim may not participate in Kishif as well. Rav Yosemer, Kol Amma Bepashas Kishif, anything that the Torah says which is included in the Isra Kishif, Ben Noach Muzalov, goyim Nochrim have to be careful about. Because the Pasuk says, Lo Yimotzu B'cho, Mava B'noi Bita Be'esh, Kaisim K'sonim, Ma'oinem Menachish U'machashif, Choyva Choyver, V'shoyel Oiv Yedonim, V'dorish Olameisim. V'glala Ta'eva Se'elu, so the Pasuk mentions here different forms of Kishif. And the pasuk continues teaching us, "Ubeglala toyevus ha'elu Hashem alkecha mayrish oisam penechab," that Hakadosh Baruch Hu chases them out from Eretz Yisrael. Le'onah shalom kein hizer, and certainly Hakadosh Baruch Hu would not be punishing them for all of these averus unless he said to them that it's osur. So we see that kishif is osur for a nachri. I saw a very, and certainly for Yisrael, I saw a very interesting shaila that in the Chashukei Chemed, if there was a woman who had her child, she lost her child, and she was anxious to find her child, and she did the wrong thing. She went to Machshefa, somebody does Kishif, and the person told her where you could find your child. And now the question is that, and then she realized, her husband realized, that she had done something that she wasn't allowed to do. So is she now allowed to follow the advice, the instruction that the Machshefa gave her? So Rabbi Zilberstein Shlita says he asked this question to his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal. And Rabbi Yoshua said that when it comes to Ma'aseh Shabbos, when it comes that a melacha was done in Shabbos, so there's a halacha of Isano that you can't benefit from work that was done in Shabbos. There is no halacha like that stated regarding Kishif. And therefore he says that in this case, where what happened to this child was kidnapped. So there are many reasons to try to retrieve the child. First of all, it could well be that where this child is, they're not letting him do mitzvahs. It may come that one day this child will end up not knowing where he comes from, where she comes from, marrying a relative that they're not allowed to marry, and in general, to save the child. So even though she wasn't allowed to use Kishif to try to find her child, and that's a violation, trying to find, doing something through Kishif, still, the halacha is that since there is no halacha of Isser Hanor from Kishif, so since there's no halacha of Isser Hanor, there is no halacha of Isser Hanor from Kishif, therefore the halacha is that they could, now that they heard what the Machshefa said, they could act upon what they said. Rabbi Lazar continues the Gemara in identifying what are the Zayim Mitzvah B'nai Noach, Af Al Klayim. Says the Gemara, explains Rabbi Lazar, Mitarim B'nai Noach Lilvash Klayim. They're allowed to wear clothing that are a mixture of wool and linen. Lizroya Kailayim, they could plant two different types of seed together. What they're not allowed to do is, they're not allowed to mate two different type of animals. Or Barkovas Ilan, they're not allowed to graft two different types. They're not allowed to graft two types of different trees. Menali Mili. So now the Gemara wants to know what is the source that we know that these Zaymanets B'nai Noach. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Yoichran, Dama Krop, V'tzav Hashem Elokim, Ela Odom Leimer, Mikol Eitz Hagan, Eichel Teichel. So the Gemara says every word of this Pasuk is here for teaching us one of the Zayin B'nai Noach. The Pasuk, V'tzav Elu Ha'adinim. That refers to having the system of dinim. The Kenu Oimer, as the Pasuk says regarding Avram Avinu, Ki dativ lemana shitzav es bonov, des beisach lasat stoko mishpat. Sivui, he was told to make mishpat, that there should be a system of mishpat. Hashem, Zubrich Hashem, that refers to the halacha that, as we've been learning, one may not curse a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name. The Kenu Oimer V'Nekesh Shem Hashem Mois Yumas Elakim Zavaris Kachavim V'Kenu Oimer La'Yilcha Elohim Acherim Ala Adam Zu Shvuch Sadamim. This teaches us that murder is prohibited. V'Kenu Oimer Shoyfch Dama Adam Leim Zugul Arayis V'Kenu Oimer. The pasuk says in Yirmiyah Leimer Hein Yishalach Ish Es Ishtoi V'Holchem Ita V'Oiselish Acher. The Pasuk is speaking about what the type of relationships that are usur. Even though points out Tosfos that this Pasuk is speaking about when and where a person may remarry a woman whom he divorced, which this halacha doesn't apply to the Akum, but since the Pasuk is teaching us about prohibited and permitted relations, that's why it refers to Gilei Arayis. Mekolaitz V'loy gezel, we may not steal, only what's ours. Ochel te'echel, this is what you may eat. V'loy eva menachai, that you're not allowed to eat eva menachai. So Rishonim ask a question This pasuk was said to Adam Arishin, and Adam Arishin wasn't allowed to eat any animal. So Taisa says that what was not permitted to a person, Adam Arishin wasn't allowed to eat from a live animal, and he wasn't allowed to kill an animal in order to eat from it. But if the animal died on its own, then it's allowed to be eaten. But now we're learning that Eva Menachai is usur, even if it fell off by itself from the animal. But if it fell off from the living animal, it's Eva Menachai, and a Nachri won't be allowed to eat it. Another explanation that the Yad Ramah explains, that Adam Rishon wasn't usur to eat meat. He just wasn't given a heter to eat meat. And therefore, it's not considered that he's usur to eat meat. And the Pashup Shad is that this was specific to Adam Rishon. All other people are allowed to eat meat. The Pasuk says that Paroi says to Yosef, Shemati alecha lemer, tishmach aloim lifta oyesoi. V'yan Yosef is Paroi lemer, beladai. So, Remeir Premishlan says that what's pshat in the Pasuk? As we just learned in the Gemara, the word lemer refers to Gila Arayas. So Paroi said to Yosef, I don't understand. I heard that you're an individual that lamer. I heard that you're a person that they accused to violate Gilui Arayis with the wife of Potiphar. So how are you a person, Lishma, that could be a man of Hashem that can interpret dreams? So Yosef responded, lamer biladai. I want you to know that what lamer, what they're saying about me is biladai. It's not true. I didn't do anything involving Gilui Arayis. The Rambam explains, now we could understand why the children of Yaakov Avinu felt that they had a right to kill the people of Shechem. Because as we're learning in our sugya, that the halacha is that one has to have a system of dinim, have to have a court system. What happened there was a terrible breakdown of law, and that's why by Bnei Noach, as Rosson Zumisosim, they were Chayiv Misa. The Pasuk says by Avimelech, when he took Sarah, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him in a dream, Ve'emcha Meshiv, Da Kimois Thomas Ata, V'chol HaShaloch. So the question is, yes, Avimelech was Chayiv Misa for the terrible thing that he did, that he took somebody else's wife, Issarayas. But why should everybody else be also Chayiv Misa? The answer, explains the Brisker Rav, is that we learn from here that the Bnei Noach have to have a system of dinim. And as we just said, if they don't keep the system of dinim, the Chayiv Misa. So it's not just Avimelech that was Chayiv Misa for the Avera of Gilui Arayis, but it was also his whole, everybody around him who didn't say anything were Chayiv Misa, because by Akum Asrasim Zumisosim, and they should have said something. Kiyasar of Yitzchak, when Yitzchak said Tana Ipcha, he learned the Yitzav refers to Avos Kachavim, and the word Elokim refers to Dinim. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Elokim refers to Dinim, the Ksiv V'nikra Balabayas El Elokim, Apostle and Parashas Mishpatim, El of Yitzav Zuvay Dezara, but saying that Yitzav means Avodah Zarah, my mashma, says the Gemara, Rav Chizda, Rav Yitzchak ben Avdimi, Chan Omer, because the Pasuk says, after the Chet HaEgel, Sarah Maharim and Adarcha Shetzvisi Osulahem Egel Masech Vishtach Loi, so we see that the word Tzav refers to Avodah Zarah, V'chan Omer, Oshuk Afraim, Rotzitz Mishpat Ki Hoyl Hoylach Acha Tzav, that Klai Yisrael are suffering because they worship Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Mai Be'nayu. So we have different sources, but everybody agrees that these are included in the Zayim Mitzvah B'nai Noach. So what is the practical nafkamina? Says the Gemara, Ik B'nayu, Akum Shasa Avodah Zarah V'lo Yishtach V'lo. If an Akum prepared an Avodah Zarah, but he didn't actually worship it. Lamanda Amar, according to the Pasuk that says, Tzara Maham Naderecha Shetzvisi Osulahem, means Mishas Asiyah. Just making an Avodah Zarah is already Osir, Mechayiv. So it means ad asol be palachle. You're not chayiv until you actually worship the avodah zara. Amar Rava, ask Rava, umiik lemand amar shakam ashas avodah zara. If an akam manufactured an avodah zara v'lo ishtachvela and he didn't actually worship it, chayiv. But tanya ba'akav, when we speak about avodah zara, dvarim shebezdin yisrael mamisin aleihem. If Bezdin killed somebody for worshiping avodah zara, ben noich muzar aleihem, then ben noich may not do it. Ein Bezdin shiyisrael mamisin aleihem, ein ben noich muzar aleihem. Lemutimai, what is this Brisa teaching us? Lav lemuti, akum shos avodah zara. Now akum prepared an avodah zara v'lo ishtachvela. Since a yisrael that would have done something like that would not be chayim misa, there's no issa for a guy. Says the Mar Loi. What it's coming to teach us is lemute gifu v'nishuk. If somebody hugged and kissed avodah zara, there's not chayiv misa. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Gifu v'nishuk demai. Ilam kedarkoi. If we're going to say that somebody hugged and kissed an avodah zara in a way that that's the way that avodah zara is normally worshipped. So ask the Gemara, if that is the case, that that's what was done, then back tolahu, that's called worshipping an avodah zara rachman slan, and there's a chiv misa for doing so. Says the Gemara, what is meant is el lamute, it's coming that shloi kedarka, that's not the way the avodah zara is worshipped. The Yisrael is not going to be chayiv misa if he does something like that. And since the Yisrael is not chayiv misa, if he does something like that, the Akum are allowed to do it. Didim asked the Gemara, B'nai Noach Nifkad, is it true that the Akum, the B'nai Noach, have to have the system of Dinim? But Tanya, Esa Mitzvahs and Stav Yisrael B'mora. Klai Yisrael were given 10 Mitzvahs B'mora. Sheva, the Zayim Mitzvah, Shekibel Alei B'nai Noach, the Zayim Mitzvahs that apply to B'nai Noach, Hasifin Aleihem, and we add to that list Dinim, the Shabbos, the Kivud Aim. How do we know that those three were added by Mora? Dinim, the Ksiv Sham Samoy Chayka Mishpat. There they were given the rules of Chayka Mishpat. Shabbos, the Kivud Aim. The Ksiv Kasha Tzivcha Hashem Alakecha. The pasuk in the Seres Adibra says Kasha Tzivcha Alakecha. Vam Yehuda. What does it mean? Kasha Tzivcha. You already commanded. You already commanded by Mora. So we see that the dinim was something that were only given to Bnei Yisrael, but Mora, and not previously to the Bnei Noach. Answers the Gemara, Amar Nachman, Amar Bavua, Lenitzcha Ela Eda Ve'Eda Vasra. We know that to have a din Torah, you have to have an Eda, as we began in Amasechta, 23 Dayonim. You have to have two Edim. The person can't be Chai Misa without a Sra. Those halachas, which are only said to Yisrael, were given in Mora. But the basic concept of dinim is in the Zayim Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Yehocha mai v'sifaleim dinim, says the Gemara, then the word v'sifaleim dinim is not the right wording. V'sifaleim dinim seems to mean that they added the entire concept. Says the Gemara, ela amarav alay nitzcha ela knosos, dinim knosos. We know that the Torah under certain circumstances says there's a knas for doing an aveira. That was only added by Mora. Akati, says the Gemara, if that's what it meant, Haisifu bid dinim ebayle. They added some dinim, but not that it's entirely new. El, the whole concept of dinim. El amarabba achab yakle nitzcha, el ahoshe bezdin b'chol plach u plach, the all ever ear. That we have to have bezdin in every city. Says the Gemara, that's what was introduced new in Mora. Ask the Gemara, the Bnei Noach lo ifkad, Bnei Noach don't have to have that system. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Kishem shen estav Yisrael lo shabbat edinim b'chol plach u'plach b'chol ir v'ir, kach nitztav Bnei Noach lo shabbat edinim b'chol plach u'plach b'chol ir v'ir, elo amarava hai tanatan de Bnei Menashe. This Brisa follows the opinion of Bnei Menashe, the mafik dach, he takes out dinim and birchas Hashem from the list of Bnei Noach, v'ayil soch, and he puts in Sirus, that a guy is not allowed to sterilize an animal or person, and Chof Klein, the Tanabe Menashe, Shem Mitzvahs and Stav Bnei Noach, Avadazar gilerai shvichstamim gezel evim menachai sirus v'kloyim and dinim indeed are nafin zayim b'nei mitzvah b'nei noach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, even adam arisha loin nitztava el avadazar b'lvad. Even though there's a din of zayim mitzvah b'nei noach, but adam arisha was only told about avadazar. Shnema v'tzava Hashem el kim el adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only wanted from him Hashem to recognize there's a Hashem, no avodah zarah. He was also told that he's not allowed to curse Hashem, because that's included in recognizing Hashem. Because if he's accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu as God, that's a dinim system. Says the Gemara, from whose opinion Rabbi Yehuda Marav say that the Pasuk says, Yitzav Hashem Elkim El Adam, Elkim Ani. When we learn from this, Hashem said to Adam Rishon, I am God, Loi Tekaleluni, don't curse me. Elkim Ani, Loi Temruni, don't worship Avodah Zarah, don't rebel against me. Elkim Ani, Yehi Bari Aleichem, have fear. That's exactly the opinion of the Yesh Oimrim that we just learned.